Thank you. But hello. Hello. Oh, come on. Hello.
Hello.
How the hell are you guys? We're so very glad to see you. We just got about 32 minutes of stuff to do here, and then so we can get to eating our chicken. We're not too loud, are we? All right, let's turn up. Past midnight, and you should not be up, but I'm glad to see you all the same. Tell me about your night, and I will tell you mine. Another day gone, and we remain. Trouble, all these troubles, troubles, nothing more. Rain at the window and the devil knocking at the door. It's only trouble, it's just the devil, just a little rain. And baby, nothing can touch us here, so we remain. Cigarette ashes everywhere. You know I'm almost gone even when I'm there. You are something steady. You are something good. Necessary, but I can't explain. Someone's missing someone, somewhere all the time. That's why I prefer that we remain. Thank you. just broken, that's all. I'm broken, that's all. Andrew. That's Andrew DePlanis. More. No pride, no shame, no dignity in being sad and poor at peace. That's how I recall. Not beautifully broken, just broken, that's all. A little broken, that's all. Let's have a round of applause. Let's have a gigantic, embarrassing round of applause for Mr. Curtis McMurtry. So young, so brave, so beautiful. I'm going to send this song out to Curtis because he's got a weak spot for sad songs. Change in me, I'm not the same as I used to be. Look in the mirror, but I don't see. Do you see the change? Like I used to do. Lying there the whole night through. Somebody, God, please, why don't you tell me what am I supposed to do? I don't sleep like I used to do. Nothing is the same anymore. Nothing is the way it was before. Somewhere I crossed some sort of line. Now you weigh heavy on my mind.
Burn it to the ground.
their heart's desire. Hold in the smoke when you want in the fire. Headed down, cause it ain't no higher. Nobody gets their heart's desire. Nothing is the way it was before. The old days are now left far behind. But you weigh heavy on my mind. Something about you still weighs heavy on my mind. Do you see the change in me? Past the edge of the valley, where everything else begins, purple and gray and far away, where I've always been, for forever and eventually, for forever. We'll be right back. is talking at me. I hear a word they're saying, only the echo in my mind. People stop and stare, I don't even see the faces, only the shadow of their eyes. I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain. I'm going where the weather suits my clothes. Planting off the northeast wind, sailing on a summer breeze, skipping over the ocean. Last night, I almost dreamed it, but it dreamed me instead. I woke up sweating, I could smell the river lying in my bed. For forever, and eventually, for forever. Ladies and gentlemen, the astonishing Fighting Cox. I'm sorry, it's the Fighting Cox. I don't know where you're from, but these are the Fighting Cox. Thank you. Okay, on bass guitar. Most people don't realize this, but he's actually my adopted son. He's kind of a rescue, actually. I was out driving around the hill country one day, and I think I see this naked guy sort of fumbling around in the bushes, and I'm like, is that a... Oh, man. It was clearly one of those things where somebody got him when he was a pup and thought he was really cute. And then he grew up and became unmanageable, and they took him for a ride in the country. So I'm like, come on. Come on, little boy. Come on. He was spooked, though. He was so, I poured a little bit of warm Lone Star in a can and went, come on, buddy. He crawled into the car. I raised him as my own on a diet of red beef, raw meat, and methamphetamines. And I think the results clearly speak for themselves. Ladies and gentlemen, more than a man, Mr. Andrew DePlantis. On drums, you know how the president, there's always that guy next to the president that's carrying the football, you know, like, handcuffed to his wrist. He has the key to the handcuffs for the football. Ladies and gentlemen, the last reliable man on earth, Joey Shuffield. Now to my right over here, you know how when adults are trying to scare children, they talk about the boogeyman. When the boogeyman wants to scare his children, he talks about Mike Hardwick. And bear in mind, he's the godfather of my son William, so that tells you what kind of boy I'm raising right there. Doesn't get out of line, does he? Not yet. I think we got time for about one more. And I'd really like to thank Lucy's for inviting us. And and my friend Cameron for putting this together. And I had sort of hoped that she was going to be here in time, but she's not. But my other adopted sister, Susan Castle, or Little Sis Hobart, as we called her, I co-wrote this song with her. I was hoping she'd be here and we could do it together, but I'm just going to do it without her. And then when she shows up tomorrow, is it? Yeah, I think it's tomorrow. Tell her I did it without her, please. Have you guys had a good time? Who's coming up next? I mean, it's just like a crazy parade of talent up here. It's nuts. I mean, it's like Mick Jagger's coming up next, right? Once he finishes his chicken. Down at the end of the turn road, in between a shadow and a green, sitting in the dirt in my gray chambray shirt, holes in the knees of my husky boy jeans. 50 cents a piece, 50 cents a piece. Sunset, I bet I get $5 at least. Short stock, single shot, bolt action, 22 magnum, smell like the gun all, and I can't stand the reload smell like the silver powder. Can you hear those black wings louder and louder? 50 cents a piece, 50 cents a piece. Sunset, I bet I got $7 at least. We will see. Watch out. Don't know what it is, but we will see.
Nothing to me.
50 cents don't mean nothing to me. I'm John D. Graham. He's the Fighting Cocks. Thank you, Lucy's.